laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Hi, good evening. If you could please turn with me to Proverbs 19 verse 21. I'll continue to just read that out. But it goes on to say, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. I believe that there are some of us here this evening that are maybe in a place where we may feel without a purpose. We may feel that there might not be a future, but yet tonight that God does see you. God has a plan for you, a plan to prosper you, a plan to give you a hope and a future, not to harm you. Just to continue with the word tells us that we create plans in our heart for our future. However, it is the purpose God has for our lives that prevails. It says in Isaiah 55 verse 9 that just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His ways and His thoughts higher than ours. So just imagine how beautiful, how awesome His plans are for your lives. We are only able to see in the present. We are only able to see in the nows and in the todays. But God sees so much more than we can even imagine. So put your trust in Him. John 15 verse 16 goes on to say, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. We see that Jesus chose us first. He chooses you. He sees you. God is someone that loves this whole world. We see that in John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. You see, when Jesus comes knocking on the door of your heart, He comes with every spiritual blessing needed for us to continue in this life. He gives us a hope and a future. I believe that there's someone here tonight that may be feeling the following, found in Psalm 102, where it says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I call. Answer me speedily. You know, here at the studio, as I was just looking outside of the window, there is just so much darkness, but there is just this one lamppost that is just shining with so much light. That light tonight is Jesus. I do not know what darkness you may be facing, but the word tells us that in Him was the light of all men, and darkness could not comprehend it. You see, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we receive a light that darkness cannot comprehend. He gives us a purpose. We may not be in a place or in a position where we might see anything as of yet. But as Pastor Dennis said earlier on, that no matter what storms may come our way, that as long as we build our life on Him, as He is the firm foundation, He is our chief cornerstone, that we will not fall. We receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Revelation 3 verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. You see, when Jesus has died for us, He came for us because He loves us and He chose us. And when He stands at the door of our hearts, we welcome Him in through faith. Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9 says, by grace through faith you were saved, not of works, let no man can boast, but of God. And as we welcome Him in through faith, He gives us that purpose that we are looking for. For in Him we find everything we need. In Him we find our hope. In Him we find our future. In Him we find a light that darkness cannot comprehend. I may not know where you are at in this moment, but God does see you. God does hear your voice. He hears your cry. And in your day of trouble, He hears you. For His ear is not too dull to hear, nor is His arm too short to save. So reach out to Him. The word continues to say in verse 16, John 15 verse 16, that when he chooses us, he appointed us so that we may bear much fruit. That fruit that we bear is not just for ourselves, family. It is so that God may be glorified. The word tells us that even unbelievers, when they see our good works, that they will glorify the Father in heaven. Yes, there might be times in our lives, as Pastor Dennis says, that it may be difficult for us to praise God. But we need to remember that God is forever faithful. That whenever we feel discouraged, whenever we feel disempowered, whenever we feel unhappy, unjoyful, that God still remains the same forevermore. Therefore, we can put our faith in Him. Because why? Because God is the God of truth. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. There is many different names that we can describe God to be. But who do you see God as this evening? I want you to know that God is your Redeemer. God is your Savior. As you reach out to Him, He is the one that pursues you first. He pursues you and I first. The word tells us that God made He who knew no sin, sin for us, so that in Him we may be made the righteousness of God. You see, because of God's love for us, He knew that there was no way we could live up to His standards that He set out before us. But you see, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, so that in Him we may live life and life in abundance. Because Jesus Christ was that very perfect vessel, that very perfect standard, and He came to fulfill each and every single thing needed. Therefore, when we put our faith in Him, when we receive Jesus Christ, we receive the Father. When we hear from Jesus, we hear from the Father. When we see Jesus, we see the Father. Everything we receive through Jesus Christ, we receive God with that. And because of God's love for you, He has set a purpose out for you. So this evening, I would love to encourage you just to put your faith in Him. You know, especially with young people, I myself am still young, but when I was younger, one thing I feared the most was that as soon as I put my faith in Jesus, that my whole life was going to change. And yes, that did happen, but it did for the good. Because of God's love for me, God knew my heart, He knew my desires, and with that He used me to have Him be glorified. Because there is people that has not yet heard of Him, there is people that has not yet seen of Him. Therefore, when I brought my plans forward to God, God used it in such a way that even though I may have been discouraged in those moments, I was able to just minister with so much joy. I was able to minister with so much love. The word tells us that in 1 John 4, that he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. You see, whenever we abide in God, in Jesus, the true vine, when we put our faith in him, he abides in us. He is that faithful God. He is the one that reaches out for us. He is that good shepherd that although we may have drifted away, he embraces us with so much grace and mercy and truth because he loves you and I. So this evening, I would like to just pray for you. If that is you in this moment, that if you would like prayer, you know, just for a sense of direction, a sense of purpose. And if you would like to welcome Jesus into your hearts this evening, Revelation 3 says, verse 20, that he stands at the door and knock. He who has an ear, let him hear and let him open up that door. So Father God, I just thank you for whoever's listening to this, Father, I thank you that you see them. I thank you that you hear their cries, O God. And I thank you that no matter what they are feeling, Father, I pray that you would return to them the joy of their salvation. I thank you, Father, that in you we have a love that is so, so great. In you we have so much peace that surpasses all understanding, for you are that firm foundation. Father, there are those tonight that may not have a sense of direction, a sense of purpose. We pray that you would just move. We thank you for breakthrough, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that the schemes of the enemy has been shut in Jesus' name, Father. And we thank you for breakthrough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.